Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible today, please turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I." Turning quickly to the book of Amos, Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." Heavenly Father, we come unto you once again. Help us to understand your word. And Lord, I ask especially for myself that you would give me a touch from heaven to speak to the people today. And I give you praise, glory, and honor in the wonderful and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God was precious in the days of Samuel and Eli. And in Amos, God said that he would send a famine of the word of God. Some of you know that I've been living in this area, the New Orleans area, for 11 years. And I actually started ministering on another radio station a couple of years before I moved to the city. And I can remember when God told me to begin broadcasting on WLNO. So I've had a burden for this city for about 13 years. And I know that God has called me to minister to you. There's another verse in the prophets that says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." And today I'd like to share with you my vision for the city and for my ministry. Most of you listening to me were here for Katrina. Now, I didn't stay for the storm. I ran for my life like many of you did. I came back that first day, I guess about a week after the storm, where we were supposed to come and take a look and then leave. But about a week after that, I was able to move back home, back to my apartment. Now, I didn't really sustain any damage here at my apartment. And anyhow, the place is not mine. The landlord owns it. But we had no water. We had no damage. The floor kind of got messed up, and I had to get a new refrigerator, but that's minor. But a number of people that I know lost everything they had. My wife, many of her family, lost their houses. That was a terrible, terrible time in this city's history. And if you were here, you know. One thing that I remember distinctly was the feeling of despair that I felt. Utter hopelessness and despair. I remember that for about a year afterward, after the storm had come and gone, I was depressed. I was full of despair and hopelessness. And again, I didn't lose anything. I can't imagine what it would be like to have actually lost my house. I didn't experience it. I don't know what it feels like. But I can tell you that I experienced depression, despair, etc., hopelessness, just as I said. Anytime I would go into Orleans Parish, or drive through it or something, the despair would get worse. The hopelessness would get worse. I would see the houses, the apartments would have you that were flooded out. I would see the businesses that were gone. And I would begin to weep just driving through. And at times, the despair would get so bad, there was an ache in my spirit, an ache in my soul, an ache in my chest, really. But I can remember a few times, maybe half a dozen times or something, this happened to me. But I would be driving, perhaps on the interstate, going to Slidell or something. And a spirit of depression and despair would grip my heart. And I would begin to cry uncontrollably. And honestly, during these events, I would have this overwhelming desire to just stop my truck, pull off on the side of the road, to crawl into the ditch and die, to just lay down and expire. Katrina was a horrible time for this city. And again, I didn't lose anything, but believe me, I went through grief. I went through a horrible pit of despair, like I said, that lasted about a year. And I'm sure that many of you that are listening to me today know exactly the feeling that I experienced, because you lived through it. But as I said a bit ago, I have a vision for this city. I have a vision for ministering in this town. I shared with you a few months ago that God had given me two burdens, two visions, if you will. And one of those burdens was to see a great harvest of souls, a great ingathering of lost souls. We're to be about our Father's business. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You know, I've quoted this many times. But the church's job is to be witnesses unto Christ. Witnesses unto Christ. We're to tell others about Jesus Christ and believe God for a harvest of souls. I am an evangelist. That's what I am. That's what I do. I preached here. I preached in other cities. I preached in other countries. And this burden has always been with me, to win lost souls. And I want to do that here in this city. But the other burden that I told you about a few months back was not for lost souls, but for the saved, for the church. I want to see believers draw closer to God and to mature in the Lord. But I know that many times we are distracted. We have our eyes on different things. Perhaps we're looking at the political situation. Perhaps our minds are on football. Perhaps our minds are on who knows what. But many times we're distracted. And sometimes God has to bring us through hard times. Now certainly Katrina was a terrible time. But God can do anything to bring us closer to Him. And often He will use circumstances to do exactly that. I know in my own life, many times I've suffered through things that I did not want to be involved in. But I had to go through them. I had to experience this or that. But I can look back on my life and the time, it's been about 25 years now, that I've been a Christian. I can look back, and in all those tough times, all those dark times, I can see God working in my life. And I want to see God work in your life and in the lives of every Christian here in the city. And God will use tough times. God will use adverse circumstances. But I want to see God's people learn from the hard times and profit from the adverse circumstances to the effect that they would grow closer to God. And as I taught extensively, for instance, when we taught in the book of John, chapter 14, 15, and 16, part of the gospel is suffering. We can shout, we can sing, we can dwell on all the good things that God has done, we can be ready for heaven, all of these things. But suffering is part of the gospel. Hardship is part of the gospel. Sometimes it's not just suffering and hardship, it's persecution. But God refines us. God purifies us. He purges us to make us better, to make us stronger, to bring us closer to Him, and to restore our focus to Him and not on football or what have you. Now, if you like football, great. If you're concerned about the political and economic things that are happening in this country, well, we need to be concerned about that. But in all of these things, and every other thing that draws our attention, we need to let God into them. We need to keep our focus on the Lord. Where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. God began to speak to me in February or March or something, sometime back in the spring, about expanding my ministry. You know that mostly I'm here on the radio. I'll preach in a couple of churches here and there. And of course I try to minister in Haiti whenever I can. But I believe the Lord spoke to me and told me to begin holding evangelistic services. Usually on this program, what I do is teach. That's the format that I use, is to open the Word of God and to go point by point, verse by verse, and teach the Word of God. But what I'm looking to do is to provide a revival atmosphere, an evangelistic revival camp meeting atmosphere. I enjoy good singing. I enjoy good preaching. I enjoy attending a service where God touches my heart. I enjoy and look forward to preaching that perhaps shows me something in my life that I'm doing wrong. And I think many of you would also like to be in that kind of service. Jeremiah 6, verse 16, and you've heard me quote this every time I've begun the program. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. God is a God of comfort. God is a God of blessing. God cares for us, and watches over us, and goes after us when we go astray. That's what I try to preach on this program, and that's the message that I'm going to preach in these evangelistic services. Stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. The name of this work is going to be Old Paths Tabernacle, just as this verse says. Old Paths Tabernacle. And I made brief references to this vision that I believe the Lord has given me. Right now I'm still looking for a place to meet, maybe some storefront or a hotel meeting room. Ideally, I'd like to rent a sanctuary. But at any rate, it's my intention that these services would be held on Sunday night. Most churches don't hold services on Sunday night anymore. We used to go to church on Sunday night. We used to go every Sunday night. But the last decade or so, churches have started to kind of drop that off. And then Katrina came and upset everybody's apple cart. But I sit at home most Sunday nights thinking, man, I wish there was a church I could go to. Man, I'd really like to be in a service tonight. I'd like to go somewhere and shout the praises of God. And probably many of you think the same thing. And I'm asking for your help. Please stand with me. You've heard my preaching on this station for almost 3 years. You know that I stand for truth and for sound doctrine. You know that I love the Lord, and you know that I care for you. It's my desire to provide a place for the people of God to worship on Sunday night. And again, this isn't just a normal church service. It'll be an evangelistic meeting. If you've been to a revival, if you've been to camp meeting services somewhere perhaps, that's what I want. I want good singing. I want good preaching. I want an altar call at the end of the service where people can come and surrender their hearts to the Lord. If someone has a burden in their life, I want that burden to be lifted at the altar. If someone is troubled, I want them to find comfort as they sit in the services. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." Now, he was specifically speaking of him being nailed to a cross and lifted up into the air. But as we preach him, as we magnify him, as we point people to Christ and what he did on the cross of Calvary, we are lifting him up. And he said again, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." I want a harvest of souls. I want people, sinners, to decide to follow God and to put down their sin, to forsake their wicked ways. I want a move of God in these services, that the saints are comforted, that the saints are encouraged, and that the sinners would come to God. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." That's what Christ said, and that's how he wants us to minister, I believe. And that's the kind of ministry that I want to do at Old Paths Tabernacle. I want to lift him up and then sit back and watch Jesus draw all men unto himself. I want to glorify him and magnify him. I want to tell people that if they're sick, Jesus can heal. I want to tell people that they're bound by drugs or alcohol or cigarettes or you name it, that Jesus can set them free. I want to tell those that are hurting and are discouraged and are brokenhearted, that Jesus can comfort them, that he can lift them up. I want old-fashioned preaching. I want preaching that believes the Word of God and stands on it and expects God to honor it when it's preached. He said, "My word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish the thing that I sent it to do." That's in Isaiah chapter 55. I want good preaching, and I want good singing. I've got a list of songs here in my hand. I've been making a list for at least a year now, probably 2 years, of songs that have blessed me, have encouraged me, and that have carried me through when I've had tough times. I know that when we come into God's house, we should do so with singing, because God should be praised. But I believe in singing songs that help the Christian as well. And probably 99% of the songs on my list are old songs, old-fashioned songs. For instance, His Name is Wonderful, or Christ is My Everything, or the old hymn, He Touched Me, or Search Me, O God, or Power in the Blood. When's the last time you heard someone sing Power in the Blood? Would you be free of the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Or this one, victory, yes, victory. Hallelujah, I am free. Jesus gave me victory. Glory, glory, hallelujah. He is all in all to me. Or this one, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am standing on His word divine. Every promise in the book is mine. I can go down this list until the end of the program, quoting verses, perhaps singing a chorus or two. But in my 25 years of being a Christian, good music has helped me. Again, I enjoy singing in church. I enjoy praising God in church. But I can't tell you how many times I'm in the supermarket, or I'm driving down the road, or I'm struggling with a problem, or I'm at work or something, and a chorus will pop into my head, and it will minister to me as I sing it in my mind, or maybe even sing out loud. God ministers to me. He comforts me. He blesses me. He edifies me. And I believe that that's the Holy Spirit that does this. And as a minister of the gospel, it's my opinion that if we sing songs in church that encourage and that minister, then that will help the Christian live for the Lord. I believe I have a vision from God, a vision to see Christians helped and sinners brought to God. And if you believe like I do, that these are things that we should be doing for the kingdom of God, I'm asking you to stand with me. Stand with me and help me to start these services. Help me to get Old Paths Tabernacle off the ground. Now, as I said, I haven't quite yet found a place to hold these services, but I hope to have that taken care of shortly. Now, you know, if you've listened to me, I've been on this station for almost 3 years, as I said. I have not asked for money, not once, on this program, with the exception of when I've taken missions trips to Haiti. I've asked you to please consider helping me pay those expenses. I've received a few offerings over the years for this program, but for the most part, I've paid the radio bill myself, out of my own pocket. And I'm very thankful that the Lord blessed me and enabled me to do that. But the expenses for Old Paths Tabernacle, I'm not going to be able to take care of myself. So I'm asking your help. If you've listened to me and you felt in your heart that God is truly speaking to me to begin holding these services, then please stand with me. Please pray. Please ask God to help us in this work. And when we do get a place to meet, when we do start holding services, I'd ask that if you can, please try to attend the services. Please invite people to come. And last, and the thing that I dread, please consider supporting the work with your finances. And again, this is uncomfortable to me. I don't enjoy asking for money on the radio. But if you believe that this is something that God is doing and you'd like to be a part, please again stand with me, and I'll thank you for it very much. May God bless you. Lord, take me back to the old. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.